Hey friends, this is Terry with the Women of Wine Country Show, a podcast for women where we discuss women, wine, business, family, friendships, and all the things that go into good living. Welcome and let's get started. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are joining the podcast. I welcome you. I am your host, Terry Wells Brown. I am the author of many books, Women of Wine Country, Earth Magic Series, and Sisters of Sin. I write under the pen name T. Wells Brown. And if this is the first time you're joining us, we welcome you. But most of you are listeners who have been following me from the beginning mostly, and I do appreciate you. And today we're going to talk about letting go of heavy things. And sometimes we don't even realize the weight we are carrying around until it's not there anymore. So if you've been listening to me for a while, follow me on social media, you know I'm in the midst of one of the biggest moves of my life. My family is packing up two of our homes and we are selling them and relocating into coastal Alabama, which is absolutely gorgeous. It's take another look at Alabama. It's not what the perception is. Our visit there was gorgeous. It is green. It is beautiful. It is environmentally friendly. It has trees everywhere. And the only way I can relate it is I'm in California. It's hot and dry and dead. And when you go down there, it's humid and muggy and alive. And that's what I said to my son yesterday. It's like here, everything is dead. It's like nothing grows. You have to help it grow here. We're constantly surrounded by concrete and asphalt and buildings. And, you know, it's hard to find a tree to stand under. And down there, they literally build into the trees. Like there's trees you can't take down. Everything is green and alive and thriving, and the energy there is so much different than here. And unless you experience it and you're open to it, you won't understand what I'm saying. And I'm not saying Alabama is the only place that you can find that, and I'm not saying that all of California is like this. I'm just saying this is our experience where we've at. Now, don't get me wrong. I absolutely love California. I plan to have another home here again in the future. And this is where my grandchildren and my family, two of my other sons are, my aunt and uncle, and my best friends in the whole world live here. But, you know, it doesn't change the fact that down there, everything's alive. The air is alive. There's bugs. It's like, everything's alive down there. It's an incredible feeling. And I think it's going to really enhance my writing. Anyway, so with that in mind, I have been systematically letting go of some of my local obligations so that I can focus on getting this house that I've lived in for 32 years prepared and the house next door and, you know, getting them ready to put on the market. And that means sorting through 7,005 bins of Christmas junk. I need to keep all of it. I don't know what's wrong with me. I have a Christmas addiction, I guess. Anyway, I'm off topic. I had let go of most of my boards and most of my obligations, but I did hold on to a couple of things that I wanted to maintain a connection here in my community that I've enjoyed, raised my children here. I love this community, and I still do. I always will. This will always be home to me. This will be my hometown forever. And in fact, I'm keeping a magazine job here, a local community magazine job here, just so that I have a connection here. I'm coming back here. It makes sense for me. But I was also going to keep a couple of other board positions that were here connected to the community and even my writer community, my local writer community here. And through some misunderstandings and just, you know, people trying to make things happen. As we get closer to the move and the houses aren't getting ready as quickly as we would like, of course, because nothing ever goes to plan. I made the decision to let go of another board, which was not something that I had planned to do. And I didn't also realize how much stress I was carrying around having this board, trying to keep this board. Once I made the decision to let it go, I felt a lot of anxiety. And right there, that told me that I was carrying more around about this particular board than I realized. So there was an email that triggered me. It was early in the morning, and I made the decision, you know what? I can't wake up to these kinds of emails, even if I may have taken it in a manner which it was not intended, but regardless, that is how I was reacting to communication coming from this group. I had slowed down going to the meetings. I wasn't coming away feeling great about them. We had a project that I was helping with, and it felt like when we had the meetings, I came away upset. So I was carrying a lot of emotional stuff around regarding this particular board. And I liked all the people on the board. I consider them friends. I want to continue relationships with them. So this is not about the people or even the board. It's about me and my reaction to them and the stress that it was causing. So I received this email. It stressed me out. And then I realized I was getting way too emotional. Something that triggers that kind of emotion is not healthy for me right now. Unless it is life or limb or threat of, you know, financial ruin, I should not be having that level of reaction and carrying that level of stress about something. It's all about perspective and prioritizing. And I was not prioritizing correctly, and my perspective was off. And I realized that as soon as I had so much anxiety about the email I got, and then the immediate hit was to argue back or to, you know, email back in an argumentative manner. And then I had to step back and think, the person I'm going to email back is lovely. Absolutely love this person. And I don't want to do anything to upset her. But also the amount of anxiety and stress that I was feeling made me realize that this was not a healthy place for me right now. And this had nothing to do with the board or the members. This was about me. This was my stress level. And so I sent an email saying I had to pull back. I can't be a part of this anymore. I'm going to resign my position. I'm not going to, you know, keep going in the club. Now, of course, once I did that, there was a lot of anxiety and a lot of emotional stress sending the email. Once I sent the email, a huge wave of relief came over me. I had no idea how much stress I was carrying around with this particular group. And it had nothing to do with the group. They weren't doing anything different. They're actually a magnificent group that I would like to rejoin at a later time. But it was my stress level. It was my inability to take it and keep going with all the other stuff that I have going on. And my inability or my level of stress is now directly affecting my health. I can correlate having stressful events and then me getting sick and getting an infection. And so when I made that correlation or an arthritis flare-up, once I made that correlation that my arthritis and the infections in my body were directly related to stressful events, I realized that has to stop. I absolutely cannot let stress that isn't life, limb, financial ruin, health in my life, right? So it was a hard decision. It was a lot of emotions. I didn't really want to do it. I love these people, like I've said. I believe in the organization, but for me, when I let the email off that I was decided I'm done, the amount of relief was palatable. Like I felt it through my whole body. It's like this huge release was off of me. And so that gave me the realization that I literally need to pull back from absolutely everything except this move and my family. I am pulling back from literally everything except for this move and my family. And once I made that decision, so I didn't go to National Night Out, I haven't participated in a lot of the things that I would normally find a lot of joy in, because I love this community so much and I love the people who are responsible. Once I made that decision, it was like so much stress off of me. And since this is my one life, I'm decided that I'm not carrying unneeded stress anymore. I just can't. I can't do it. So I'm going to focus on the things that bring me pleasure or move me forward on my design to get these houses sold and move and set up my new writer life down there. And what I'm going to focus on is that goal and my family. And that's it. I mean, I'm writing my books and I still have my business. I can't just walk away from my magazine career or my writing career, which I'm not going to do, but that can be it. That's part of me, but that's it. So I'm going to suggest that nothing is permanent, and letting go of something doesn't mean the end of it all. You can step back from things to save yourself and then step back in when it's safe for you. If something falls apart without you, you were the only one keeping it together anyway, and you didn't just reinvent it when you step back in. You never know when you step back from something what space that creates for others to step forward. And that's what I think is going to happen with this position I just stepped back from. I think somebody else is going to step in and do an even better job than I would have. Because my time is so divided, they were going to get the bare minimum of my capabilities. Now whoever steps in is going to have a better understanding, a better grasp, more time, more passion for the event. So I encourage you to take a step back, and the things that bring you anxiety and cause you a lot of emotional stress, look at why. And when you consider stepping back from something, if that brings you anxiety and emotional stress, I would suggest that is absolutely the thing you need to step back from. If it brings you great anxiety and emotional stress to step back from something that you are doing as a volunteer or even as a job, that isn't going to cost you, you know, life, limb, or financial ruin, then why are you doing it? Why are you keeping yourself in an emotionally harmful position? Now, in all fairness, often we don't know it. I did know it, though. I just didn't frontal lobe know it, right? But looking back, I had stopped going to the meetings. I dreaded going to the committee meetings. I, you know, did not find comfort and joy in most of the discussions that we had as a group. Now, the individual connections with each of the women that I am in this group I still enjoyed. I still love seeing them. I still love talking to them. I still want to hear what's going on. I love getting their emails. It was just the organization and the obligation was too much stress. And the fact that it caused me anxiety is something that I should have, you know, I should have recognized it. But there's the whole, you know, duty, the obligation, the commitment that comes from, you know, being a super responsible person. And the fact that you'll sacrifice yourself often to keep your word, to keep going, to do what's better for the group and for the group as a whole instead of the individual being you or me. And that's not healthy. Don't sacrifice yourself for a group, unless it's your family or your children. You don't need to do that. There are other ways to contribute, and there are other ways to donate, and there are other ways to volunteer without sacrificing yourself. And that was an important lesson for me to learn this time. I have a tendency to overcommit, and then I kill myself to perform. And I love it when an event or something I'm working on turns out wonderfully. I love it. Absolutely love it. But when your plate's too full, you know, you just got to pick and choose what you can do. And if something is causing you anxiety, and the thought of stepping back from it causes you even more anxiety, I would suggest that's exactly what you need to do. Let go of those things, especially if you're in my situation and you're, you know, heading into retirement, or, you know, your kids are grown and you're heading into your second phase of your life or third phase of your life, however you want to look at it. Watch the stress, because it's just not worth it. We've all been through too much. We've all been through too much. It's just not worth it. So, excuse me. That is the podcast for today, this lovely Sunday. I did skip last week, but I was fighting a flare-up, and I just didn't have it in me to do it. But I am still here. I am going to keep bringing these podcasts to you. And actually, once I get on the other side of my moves, there's going to be another podcast that's going to be specifically for writing. But this is all about good living. Since the pandemic, it's turned into mental and emotional health. But, you know, what are you going to do? That's where we're at right now. So that's it. Let go of the things that are causing you anxiety. And if you're not sure if it's something you should let go of, think about stepping back. And if that brings you overwhelming anxiety and stress, you absolutely need to let it go. Sans life, limb, financial ruin. All right, there. We got it. Got it out in one take too, which is the first for a while. Usually it's 3 or 4 takes for me to get a podcast out. And there's a little peek behind the curtain. And that's it. So I send you off to your week with happiness in your heart, pep in your step, and take really good care of yourselves. Drink lots of water. It's going to be hot. And with that, I send you off. Stay safe, stay sane, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye for now. Hey ladies, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please do me a big favor. Go subscribe, share this with your friends, and leave a review. It helps so much getting the podcast sponsors and guests that everybody will enjoy. Thank you so much again, and I'm honored that you joined us. Have a blessed day.